100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Halfway through the week, Ari, we are getting it through it, aren't we?
Happy hump day, Scotty.
A very happy hump day to you as well. Big night last night. Hit the town.
I wish I did.
Come on.
I wish I had more of an exciting life during the week, but I don't. I sat down after having dinner, watched a movie with my mum.
Lovely. Which one?
It's the new one on Netflix. I think it's called Mother of the Bride or something.
I've heard of it, actually.
Yeah, very cringe. Couple of funny moments, though. Great actors and actresses in it, but yeah.
So you wouldn't rate it?
I would rate it if you want something that's mind-numbing.
Fair enough. For me, I'll take that one off the to-watch list. Not for me. Trivia last night.
How'd you go?
It was great. As always, a whole heap of fun. Somebody's tried to poach me to go to their pub, Ari.
Oh, are they giving you, like, their business card and everything?
No, they've said, oh, I've got a pub way up north. heading towards the border in Queensland, up in Coffs Harbour. And I was like, nah, that's not near the border. But heading up north. If you want to head to Coffs Harbour, you want to do trivia up there? I'm like, I think I'll be right.
You want to take a two-week holiday or something?
Oh, now you're kicking me out.
No. When Crevo comes back, then you'll be allowed to. But no, you're not allowed to leave me.
Uh-huh. Fair enough. How are your legs feeling this morning? There was a bit of backpedaling going on
there. Yeah, they're fine.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ass. And on the air now.
So my little road trips up to the Port Stephens area into Nelson Bay and Shoal Bay and all that jazz.
Yep.
Going to be so much better now.
Why?
So usually, a little fun fact, just in case you didn't know this about me, Scott. So I usually go up to the Nelson Bay area probably a couple of times a year, just with family, a couple of friends and whatnot, just to walk around, go to the beaches, go to Dutchies,
lovely,
all that. Fantastic. But one thing that we always complain about is we do get a little bit too bored on our little trips up there. We're good for a couple of hours, but
really?
If we're going to stay overnight, we need a little bit more from our day other than just going to the beach and going for a walk up Tomaree.
Yep.
So I did see this was actually covered in our news bulletins yesterday on UFM. Nelson Bay Cinema, Majestic Cinemas, they're reopening.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, they went into voluntary administration earlier this year, but now they're set to reopen on June 13.
That's sooner than ever.
Yeah, no, that's in like two, three weeks' time. So this is really, really good. So apparently they went into administration just a few years after COVID and, rising running costs. Couldn't keep up with the money factor, and that's fine. But yeah, they're now getting a new lease on life, similar to Tower Cinemas in Newcastle. So cinemas are back, baby.
I love it, and it's right in time. I'm super duper excited. Come July, Deadpool versus Wolverine, or Deadpool and Wolverine.
Is that coming out that soon?
It's coming out in July. And it's going to be the biggest movie of the year. I reckon that's one to go and check out in the cinemas.
I tell you what, I think we should plan a trip to Nelson Bay, stay for the weekend when Majestic Cinemas reopens, go and see that.
Anything to see Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman on the big screen. That will do me good.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
Morning, Jackie. How are you?
Morning. Doing great.
Happy Wednesday.
Yeah, happy Wednesday.
Did you do much last night?
Not really. I had a pretty chill night.
Yeah.
Went to bed early, which is always good,
so
considering how early we get up.
Apparently, Scott's the only one with a social life. We went to trivia last night.
I was working.
Still sounds better than ours. Okay, let's jump straight into our news headlines. Newcastle Uni, our alma mater, actually. We can exclude Scott with that. They're unveiling a new technology, something about the elements.
Yeah, so I feel like the university's always come out with such amazing technology, and right now they're unveiling a new technology capable of harvesting water from the air.
What? How does that even work? Like, yeah, there's always moisture in the air, we know that, but yeah.
I know, yes. I'm not super sciencey, but from the notes I have, the hydro harvester can produce 1,000 litres of high-quality drinking water.
Whoa.
By producing hot and humid air and then extracting drinking and irrigation from that.
So is the point of this tech trying to combat drought and things like that for, like, our farmers and other people across our country? Or
Absolutely. So it can 400 people is how much water it can supply for. So they're hoping to, assist with droughts and stuff like that.
Jeez.
Could you imagine if they made a bunch of these and, just sent them out to remote areas in the country?
That'd be insane. And how good would it be? It's good, great for our farmers, great for our economy.
Yes.
Mm. Absolutely. Huge technology. Really good.
And it'd be made locally as well. Straight out of Newcastle University.
That's it.
Yeah.
I hear that's where all the cool people go.
True.
What's going on with Singleton Council, Jackie?
Yeah, so Singleton Council, in their council meeting this week, have unveiled huge capital work plans. So they've had a real call from the community to upgrade a lot of their sporting facilities, which they have been doing lately. Recently, they upgraded some of their netball courts, but now they're looking to upgrade Alroy Sports Precinct with $6.5 million put towards that. Yeah, huge.
That's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then the Singleton Gym and Swim, $5.6 million.
Jeez, it's more than like Mac and Newcastle Council are putting towards things. That's huge. Mm,
yes, huge. And they have a few others, a few like tennis courts and AFL buildings, but their biggest spend is going towards, which I feel like it always is bridge replacement.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah, that's $7.2 million going to one of their bridge replacements.
Just one?
Yeah, that's just one of them.
Must be a big bridge.
Do you remember the bridge technology? And this is in Western Sydney where they're like, oh, it's a unfloodable bridge.
Oh. I've heard something about that.
Yeah, this is a couple of years back when there was unfortunately all the flooding in Greater Western Sydney, and they're like, oh, we're making an unfloodable bridge. That's expensive.
Yeah. Mm.
Like, the bridge still went under. First drop of rain, it went under, but that's another story. But, yeah, it's super expensive to fix these bridges, but they're such a necessity.
Yes,
like, you
exactly.
can't have unsafe bridges kicking about, can you?
Absolutely, no. Especially in those regional towns like Singleton.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Ari, food addictions are a real thing.
Yes, they are.
Most certainly are. A girl or a chick in the UK. The US, yes, in New York City.
Get your countries right, come on.
Like, is it the UK, is it the US? It is the US. She has a cheese addiction.
Oh, relatable.
A very expensive addiction as well. I mean, cost of living for cheese at the moment. My Lord.
That's why we don't have any people over for, like, nibblies anymore.
That's it, or $10 a bag? No, thank you. Not about it. More expensive than the actual cheese addiction is the cost to get over it.
Wait, who's paying to get over a cheese addiction? That's not the right addiction that you meant to get over, right?
She has spent, this 27-year-old over in the US, has spent over 10 grand on a 2-week rehab program to get over her cheese addiction.
Is she paying like a therapist or something?
I don't know. How do you get over a cheese addiction? Just stop buying it.
Well, obviously.
Oh, you'd think so. You'd think so. Again, addiction's not a laughing matter.
No.
But for cheese's sake, like, come on.
Okay, hang on. I can vouch for the fact that sometimes you spend too much money on your food. Mm. I love food to death and do quite often go out and, spend a little cash monies on too many chips. And that's fine, but I wouldn't say that you would spend, like, thousands and thousands of dollars on it.
I had this posed to me recently. Do you eat to live? Do you eat to live or do you eat because you enjoy it?
Bit of both. Mainly to enjoy, I think.
I reckon I eat to live. The amount of garbage I put in my body, like, I eat a lot of cheese. But I just eat, like, just straight up and down. It's not your brie or your camembert or your fancy stuff. It's just straight up and down tasty cheese from the plastic container it goes.
So you're saying that you're more happy to live on a basic cheese diet?
I'd say so.
Okay. Well, I like the camemberts and the bries and the blues and all that type of thing.
I'll get around a brie on a charcuterie board, but I'm not buying it as part of the weekly shop. Food addictions, though, Ari. You've got a food addiction. You eat a packet of rice crisps. Rice cakes. One of the whole packets, like, nearly every morning.
Look, your girl gets hungry, okay? I need something to sustain myself for 8 hours in this studio.
8 hours? Well, that's lying. We're not here for 8 hours, but...
Well, nearly.
Some days, depending. My food addiction has to be iced coffees.
Oh, it is. You love your dare iced coffees. Oh, like anything with sugar.
All over it. I picked up an iced coffee last night at Woolies for $1.30. Thank you very much. Because I was going out of date. $1.30, and I was like, can I buy more?
You probably could.
So then I'm feeling like this New York chick who's wanted to spend all their money on cheese and then the rest of it on getting over the addiction. Doesn't sound like a good idea to me.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
Yesterday, Ari, Newcastle Council, they put out a survey, and you've got a little while to complete it, so you've still got a bit of time.
Okay.
asking for ways that Newcastle can become a more walkable city.
What do you mean by more walkable? Is it because, like, there's a few hills in the CBD?
A few hills. We have a suburb called The Hill.
Yeah, I know.
Like, and then next to it is Cook's Hill. There's too many hills, which, again, is an issue for parking, but, again, we move on.
Yes.
No, this is more about where the crossing should be.
Oh, okay.
And so there's all these different types of crossings, as you believe, level crossings, flat crossings, zebra crossings, school crossings, all of that.
Am I a little bit naive to say I thought they were all the same?
Me too.
Oh, okay.
I'm finding all this out this morning. There are actually different types of crossings for different types of situations designed to make the car slow down or visibility sort of purposes. Yeah. Overpasses, underpasses, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, my God.
In terms of making Newcastle a walkable city, one, I think the hills are going to be detrimental.
Yeah, of course.
Two, I'm a hot girl walker through and through. It is nothing for me to drive down to Nobby's,
yeah,
park at Nobby's, walk the brake wall backward and forward, and then walk to Merriweather Baths.
You know what? Those calves be burning.
Oh, the calves are burning for sure. But yeah, you can go online and share your thoughts as to how you think Newcastle could become a more walkable place. Mm-hmm. You have until mid-10th of June.
Okay, so
10th of June to complete that. So if you are a hot girl walker like me and you want to find a way to make Newcastle more walker friendly, jump online, fill out the survey. The 22nd of May, Ari, what happened on this day?
All right, let's jump into this. We all do like a bit of a conspiracy theory or story. So on this day in 1933, going back a couple of years, was the first modern sighting of the Loch Ness Monster by Aldi and John McKay, which saw something resembling a whale.
I reckon it's real.
You think it's real? So do I.
I've been to Inverness.
And have you?
Yeah, and had a look around the loch, and I've been to the Loch Ness Museum. I'm convinced it's real.
It's got to be.
The loch itself is so deep and so vast, and you wouldn't be able to scour it. And I reckon it's real.
Well, it must be because they made a movie about it.
It's exactly
the
right.
The water horse.
And they made Nessie. Nessie made an appearance in The Simpsons, and The Simpsons famously never lies.
They predict everything, don't they?
Yes.
Okay, let's keep going. May 22nd in 1990, Microsoft releases Windows 3.0.
Oh, geez, what are we up to now?
Like 11 or 12 or something?
So we've come a long way.
Yeah, we have.
Microsoft has moved on.
Yes, go computers. Okay, in 2015 on this day, Ireland, this is quite a serious one, becomes the first country in the world to legalise same-sex marriage by popular vote.
Wow.
That's amazing, but only in 2015, which is interesting, but we won't delve too deep into that. Moving on, it happens to be Serbian tennis player and 24-time Grand Slam champion Novak Djokovic's 37th birthday today.
Do you rate or hate the Joker?
He's all right.
I think he's great.
He's
copped a lot of slack over the years.
Yeah, he's a good athlete.
And particularly with the whole COVID situation.
Oh, yeah.
Again, let's not go down that road. But the whole COVID thing and him getting deported out of the country. Look.
Everyone just relax.
We're a couple of years on now. We move on.
Yeah, like 24-time Grand Slam champion, like I said. I mean, you can't get much better than that.
He's the GOAT.
He is the GOAT. English model and actress Naomi Campbell is also celebrating her 54th birthday now. God, she looks good for 54. Same like Cher. They look beautiful women. All right, let's keep going. It's National Volunteers Week this week, actually, which is in line with Wear Orange Wednesday, which is happening today.
Yeah, so make sure if you see your SES workers out and about, they do so, so, so much great work around our community, particularly when disaster strikes. We have had a lot of rain recently. We have needed a lot of sandbags and issues with houses if there's been tiles falling off your roof or damages going through. Plus, volunteers make the world go round.
Absolutely. Let's wrap this up, though. We better break out the films and sit down with Robert Downey Jr. and Jude Law because it's Sherlock Holmes Day.
Oh, no, thank you. Benedict Cumberbatch is more of a Sherlock Holmes to me.
Oh, no.
And I will take that with me. Thank you, Ari. That is on this day for the 22nd of May.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Yesterday, Ari, I was on a mission to get tickets to something. Now,
I've never seen you so stressed. Like, your mind was ticking over all day.
Well, I've had to get tickets for my friendship group.
Okay.
And I will tell you what it is in just a sec. But I had to get my mate on the phone to confirm that I can't get tickets. Can you get tickets? Oh, I can't. Then I've got other people. I've already sent you the money. You're responsible for the one getting tickets. A-League Grand Final.
Oh, yes. Okay. Isn't it Mariners and Melbourne?
Yeah, Mariners and Melbourne Victory, I do believe.
Okay.
They're taking each other on this Saturday. Now, let's be clear.
Yep.
Jets fan through and through.
Oh,
let's be clear. There's nothing. We're not stepping away from the Jets, but more.
However,
more than a Jets fan, I'm a football fan.
Absolutely, you love the sport. That's fine.
I love the sport, and I've been on this mission to get tickets not just for the A-League Grand Final, but also Women's State of Origin. 6th of June.
Yep.
Get your tickets now. Going cheap. $15, I do believe. I saw tickets for last night.
Is that it?
Get your tickets. McDonald Jones Stadium, 6th of June. You're going to love it. Back to the A-League. Tickets were selling like hotcakes. So initially on Monday at 9 a.m., they opened up to a members pre-sale. So for 24 hours, members could go in, get what they needed to do with a specific code that was provided to them when they signed up as a member.
Sure.
Great. You've been a member through the entire season, supported your team through and through.
You deserve it.
You deserve to be there. I get that. Me, for want of a better word, bandwagoner. Jumping on because I love the sport, not love the teams.
Yeah.
Which is, yeah, and it's going to be a great atmosphere, win, lose, or draw on the Central Coast this weekend.
100%.
So when I went on yesterday as a general member of the public to buy tickets, I was responsible for getting 5 tickets.
Okay, that's a pretty decent amount.
Couldn't get 5 in a row. Anywhere in the stadium.
So what did you do?
So I had to wait and wait and wait and try and all these different options. And we're trying to plan the show and plan stuff to do yesterday. And my mate's on the phone. And out of nowhere, you just hear an obscenity when he's trying to get tickets. I'm trying to get tickets. We're not getting through. It was a disaster.
The drama was real.
I got a message from a friend of mine that works for NBN Central Coast. They've just released more tickets. And this is about 1 o'clock.
Oh, my God.
Jumped on, bought tickets, got them. Got 5. God. I'm going.
Wow.
But it really made me realize the dynamic of my group.
Okay.
My group of mates, because there is a good 5 or 6 of us in the group.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to communicate with everybody and make sure that everybody's interests, needs are heard, particularly when you're spending money and you're volunteering to spend their money.
Yep.
And Ari, I reckon this is a universal thing. What makes up a friendship group?
Oh, all the personality types?
Yeah, lots of different personalities in your group. So let's have a look at your friendship group, Ari. Who makes up your group?
Okay, off the top of my head, if I'm going to talk about myself in the group, I would say I'm the one who's always making the decisions. Like, I'm the straightforward one who's just like, okay, we're going here, we're doing this at this time, whatever. So I'm definitely the decision maker. I think, like, out of the rest of my friends, now, not to judge them, but there's always a cheapskate. There's always someone who doesn't want to spend any money. They're just like, well, if you're giving that away for free, well, I'll take that. No, I don't want to do this because it's too expensive. So I live a little. I also have a flaky one in my group, the one that always just goes, no, I might make this one a miss. I might, you know, and just never actually turns up anywhere. I've got a moody one in my group, I think, too. Like, someone who's always down in the dumps. But on the opposite side, there's a party one in my group.
Yep.
There's one who's always outgoing, down for a good time every single time. And there's also the therapist. Now, I wouldn't be able to live my life without her because she's my personal therapist, I feel. But, like, my best friend is my therapist, so there you go.
It's a universal experience, these character types in your friendship group. Looking at my group of mates, I've given everyone a bit of a title.
Okay.
You got the instigator. That's me. I'm the one that suggested, hey, we should go to the football on Saturday night and watch some top quality football.
Sure.
You've got the ghost who never replies, sees every message but doesn't reply. Mr. Popular, oh, I wish I could be there, but.
Too many other people.
Too much going on. I'm just, it's too last minute for me. I've only got 6 days notice. I'm not about it. You've always got the yes man and the hype man. I want to do this. Yes, you do, and I'll do it with you. Love that 100%.
Yeah.
Wrapping it up with Mr. Unemployed, who asks the question, why does it have to be on a Saturday night? Why can't it be at 11 a.m. on a Tuesday? That's when I'm free.
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Special delivery in studio yesterday, Ari.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
We were sitting here and our admin team came through and said, Farrah and Sons Bakery in Mayfield have dropped off some goodies for you.
Yeah, they made a personal delivery.
Oh, you love it. You love it. It was like some caramel slice plus vanilla slice as well.
Yes.
And then meat pies to kickstart the day. I'm all about it.
We got like 3 pies.
Anybody who says the meat pie is not a breakfast food hasn't lived.
Well, technically our breakfast was at like 11 a.m. So
that's true.
It's closer to lunch than not.
Brunch.
So. Brunch. It was a good brunch.
We'll call it brunch.
So what pie did you have?
Cheese and bacon.
Oh, I had the jalapeno.
I couldn't handle the spicy side of it.
You know what? It wasn't too spicy. It had a tiny bit of a kick, but it's not what you would think. It doesn't burn your mouth out, but my God, the pastry. It's got the pastry.
Really nice.
Oh, flaky and buttery all at the same time. It was perfection. So Farrah and Sons in Mayfield, thank you.
My thing is that you have to have enough bacon in a cheese and bacon pie.
Okay.
And they very much hit the nail on the head. So thanks very much to Farrah and Sons.
Mm-hmm.
Loved your pies. Love the bakery. Definitely go and check it out.
Scott, we've both worked in media for a long time, which is part of our roles. You know, we have to make up a lot of shameless efforts to put our names and our voices and our faces out there, right?
Sometimes.
Yeah, that's right. However, one man has taken self-promotion way too far. And we need to talk about this. This is insane. This has gone crazy. A video has just appeared online of said man getting a tattoo of a QR code, which is the same as what you would use to order food and drinks at clubs and restaurants nowadays. He got it tattooed on his forehead.
Why would you do that?
So, and this is why. Getting this tattooed on his forehead, this allows people to walk up to him, take a snap photo of the digital code, and then that immediately directs people to his personal Instagram page. Shameless self-promotion.
It's going to get old real quick.
Do you think?
Oh, people coming up and shoving cameras in your face.
Yeah, well, that's it. That's the reason why. You know what? He's getting the attention personably and then through his online presence as well. So he's kind of hit two separate markets there.
What for starters, it's not a good idea. Definitely not a good idea.
You wouldn't get a weird barcode on your head?
I don't think so. Do you know the people that do get sort of barcodes on them and they tattoo it just for fun to see whether it was scanned at the self-checkouts? Why would you do that? Yeah, I've seen that happen before.
I've never seen this.
Why would you do that? Genuinely, why would you put that on your body forever?
Well, what would it scan? You'd have to code it with something.
Well, yeah, but you put like, I love 2 minute noodles. So you put a 2 minute noodles barcode tattooed on your forearm.
That's clever.
I've seen that before and you go, that's clever. Oh, we're differing on that one, Ari.
Oh, well, I'm not a huge fan of tattoos anyway, but anyway. But on your forehead, what would be the point of that? Can't you get it like on your wrist or on your shoulder or something so that you can kind of just flash your shoulder and be like, oh, hey, check out my Insta.
I think it would be better on your, if you were going to go down that road, and let's hope nobody in Newcastle does, you put it on your wrist. So as soon as you're shaking somebody's hand, it's like, hey, here we go. Because that's you're instantly already connected with them, and then they're pulling out their phone, they can scan your wrist. Happy days. I guess, though, you're not going to get the clout. You're not going to get the views if it's on your wrist.
No, because people won't be looking at your wrist.
Nobody's looking at the wrist. You know, I saw recently on TikTok, there's this big promotion going around for Google at the moment where you can take pictures of things and Google search the picture. So if you, like, they use the advertisement of, hey, nice headphones. Wonder where you got them from. So you take a picture of the person wearing the headphones, and then Google recognizes those headphones and says, or you can pick them up from such and such a spot for whatever amount of money.
So it's like a new wave online shopping.
New wave online shopping. Somebody tried this in public. They were like, as a skit.
Yep.
They went running around and said to just random people on the street, hey, I like your shoes, I want to take pictures of them. And members of the public freaked out. Can you imagine if somebody's coming up to you all the time trying to scan the QR code on your head? It would drive you absolutely bonkers. Definitely do not do that. Even though it's been brought up this morning. Ari, do we advocate this?
I don't know.
I don't for one.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
All right, let's have a look at the latest celebrity news and entertainment. As always, we try and make it a bit of a guessing game for you.
Yep.
We're going to describe a certain celebrity incident or event or news that's happened in the last little bit.
Yeah.
You have to try and guess who it is in the car. Ari, you have to guess mine.
Okay, here we go.
I'll kick things off with some lyrics. You will know who this person is because they featured very, very heavily in a certain artist's songs.
Okay.
20 songs to be exact.
Oh, my God.
Over 20, I'm going to say. Over 20 songs, their name has made a feature. Let's see if you can pick up who it is. Stiffen up that upper lip. What you crying about? You got me. Haley, I know you miss your mom and I know you miss your dad. Well, I'm gone, but I'm trying to give you the life that I never had. Who are we talking about?
Is this Eminem?
Is it Eminem? Yes, it is. That is the Mockingbird lyric singing about his daughter, Haley, who, Ari, just got married.
Oh, this is so cute.
Very, very cute. She's officially married. And doesn't that make you feel old?
Yeah, it does, actually.
Oh, that he's been singing about Haley for years and years and years. The 28-year-old, who also, side note, hosts a potty called Just a Little Shady.
Oh, that's funny. Well, she's banking.
Shady. Yeah, and she would be making bank off that.
Yeah.
She got married recently. The photos look absolutely adorable. Her partner's or husband's name is Evan.
Nice.
Yeah, pictures look incredible. Eminem was wearing a tux, Nike Ooh. Air Jordans, and sunglasses. And I would not Stylish. Expect anything else from the rapper.
No, I'd expect a hat as well. Did you say she was 20?
28.
Oh, she's 28. Oh, my God, she's your age.
She's 28. Oh, excuse me, I'm 29, but depends who you ask.
No, you look younger than that. Okay, my story, actually. Now, this is a typical father and son interaction. It's relatable. It's funny. A famous father and his son has gone public with their latest text chain. Who are they?
Famous father and son. I don't know. Is it, I don't know, Ivan and Nathan Cleary?
No. Let's head over to the US for this story. I'm talking about Tom Hanks and his son, Chet.
Oh, Wilson himself.
Yeah, sure. So Tom Hanks has had the most wholesome interaction with his son. He actually texted Chet Hanks to ask him to explain in detail the recent drama between rappers Drake and Kendrick Lamar. He wants to know all about the feud. It's so funny. He's literally sent him a little text message saying, Big Mane. So he calls his son Big Mane. Can you explain to me what the feud's all about? And then through this text, it's like a full essay that Chet sent back to Tom. And he replies with, Holy cow, those are fighting words. People taking sides? Who's winning? And then he goes, Did you not just read what I said, Dad, with, like, laughing, crying faces? It's typical, just like, hey, son, you're like, hip with the people. What's going on here?
You're hip, you're young, you're cool. See, I couldn't even tell you what's going on with the beef between Drake and Kendrick.
Well, all you have to do is read this text chain and you'll find out.
Tom Hanks is more in the know than me.
105.3 UFM. The Novos. Lowest.
Yeah, let's go for it. This is Lowest Deluxe. We give you three items. We need you to list them for us from the cheapest to the most expensive. And if you do that today, we've got some amazing prizes up for grabs.
Well, first of all, you go in the draw to win yourself $100 in dues worth of free fuel. Mm-hmm. Now, how nice is that? And also, if you win Lowest Deluxe, a double gold reserve pass to go check out the mighty Newcastle Knights. They're taking on the Bulldogs in a couple of Fridays' time. Tina in Head and Greeter, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Tina, what do you do for a crust?
I am a support worker.
Wonderful, Tina. Perfect. So, if you're out working today, you've got a busy day on your cards?
I am. I'm on my way there now.
Beautiful.
All right. Well, let's try and cure those work blues for you. Do you know how Lowest Deluxe works? You're all across it.
I do, thank you.
Perfect. Right, let's jump straight in. Your first item on the list today is a 1 kilo packet of honey soy marinated chicken wing nibblies from Woolies. That sounds a bit good, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a great dinner. Your second item is a Ryobi 18-volt brushless jet blower from Bunnings in Wall's End. And then the last item on the list is a single adult ticket for the Maitland True Crime Tour. So just a quick recap for you, a 1 kilo packet of marinated chicken wings, then you've got the Ryobi jet blower from Bunnings, and then an adult ticket for the Maitland Crime Tour. What do you think is the lowest there, Tina?
Definitely the chicken wings.
Okay, whoa. Seem very confident
Cost
already.
Cost of living, Tina. Cost of living.
oh, gosh, I don't even know what that ticket is. I'll go the ticket and then the blower.
Okay, are you locking those options in?
Yeah.
Right, let's see how we go.
No, always be confident. I love this. Okay, revealing prices now. The 1 kilo packet of chicken wings, $9. That's not too bad. Second item, you said the adult ticket for the Maitland True Crime Tour. Just one single adult ticket is going to cost you $35.
Oh, you're not doing so bad so far, Tina. Can we go 3 for 3?
Well, the jet blowers, God, they're expensive they usually. Are. Let's see how much it is. $269 from Bunnings. You've done it. Woo! Well done, Tina.
Well done, Tina, indeed. How do you feel?
Awesome. Made my morning.
Well done, Tina. Perfect. You've knocked it out of the park. You've got tickets to go check out the Knights take on the Dogs, and you're in the draw to win $100 worth of free fuel. A big, big congratulations to you.
UFM. The Novos.
The Novos.
What hills will you die on?
Okay.
In Taiwan, a Taiwanese lawmaker has caused a massive issue. It was in Parliament, in the Legislative Assembly. A bill was about to get passed. What it was about, doesn't matter. Irrelevant information.
Sure.
He didn't like it. So he physically ran up and stole the bill and full Usain bolted it out of there.
Did he just grab it off the table?
Stole it from somebody's hands. Like a one-on-one strip like you do in rugby league. He just went and grabbed the bill and started running. And the video is absolutely phenomenal. It's gone viral on X, formerly Twitter. You can catch it on Reddit and stuff as well.
Yeah, people
commenting going, what the heck is going on?
You know what it sounds like? It sounds like a scene from a movie and you need like that little kind of cheeky song. You know that song?
Put the Benny Hill music behind it.
Yeah.
You know, back in school, Ari, I was doing commerce and we were talking about how to sign contracts and get in and out of contracts.
Wow.
Like, yeah, it was what we're doing. It's part of the commerce thing. Okay. And I, again, being 15 years old, went, what happens if you destroy a contract? Like, if you just shred it up, does that make it null and void? And my teacher was like, no, there's photocopies, there's multiple signatures, it's multiple things going through. I don't know whether this bloke in Taiwan thought it through properly, because photocopies would exist. If he just went and stole the bill and ran away with it, ran down the street with it, surely they just print off another one.
Or there'd be a digital version somewhere,
You'd think so. I mean, again, post-COVID times.
Yep.
You just sign it digitally.
Yep.
Everybody just does a thumbs up and off we go from there.
Yes, exactly.
That's what he's decided to do. It's caused a big, big stir online. It doesn't matter what the bill was about, but Ari, if there was a bill to be passed that you 110% didn't agree with,
okay,
what's a hill that you would die on that you would steal the bill from somebody else's hands before they could sign it?
The only reason why I'm going to run for something would be if they tried to put like a limit on the amount of Prosecco that you could buy.
Oh.
So it was like, because everybody knows Prosecco is my favorite drink in the entire world.
Yeah, if someone
said, no, you can only buy like one bottle a week or once a month, I'd be running and stealing that bill and burning it in front of everyone.
They're trying to pass this law to keep Ari not from drinking Prosecco, and you would not be on it.
I would burn the place down.
Burn the place to the ground. That is very, very dark for you Wednesday morning. I reckon, Ari, with all the commotion that's been happening in the airline world.
Yep.
And bonds are going under, all that kind of stuff. Jetstar's had their fair share of flack over the years as well.
Valet de Bonza, indeed.
Imagine if they tried to pass a bill that, right, we need to reap the rewards of and reap the benefits of airline travel domestically.
Mm-hmm.
You could only buy first-class tickets on domestic flights.
Is there even first class on
domestic? It is a hill that I will die on. If you're flying first class on a domestic flight, with the exception of here to Perth, with the exception of going to Perth because that's in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
If you're paying for a first class flight domestically, no, shouldn't
exist.
Absolutely not. Should not exist. And if they're going to make me pay for it, they're going to try and make me pay for it. It's a hill I will die on, stealing the bill, running out of there. As Harry says, I will burn the place to the ground.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Now for New FM's Weather Whiz Kid, Casey.
Kids World Adventure Playland. Jump, climb, party and play. Unlimited playtime, so stay all day. Open now, Charlestown and Green Hills. New FM's Weather Whiz Kid.
Good morning, my name is Casey Batchelor. I'm 10 years old in Year 5 at St. Patrick's Swansea, and I'm today's Weather Whiz Kid. Today's weather forecast is sunny with some cloud about, tops of 20 degrees. Right now in Cardiff, it's 11 degrees. Now back to the Novos on 105.3 New FM.
Oh, well done. Knocked it out of the park. Ari, that was fantastic.
Yes, diction. Do you want to be a newsreader when you're older?
Maybe.
Oh, I reckon you have a very good chance. Congratulations, Casey, for doing that. You've scored your very own birthday party at Kids World Adventure Playland, where you can jump, climb, party and play. Unlimited playtime, so stay all day. Open now at Charlestown and Green Hills, kidsworldplay.com.au. And, of course, if you want to be our next Weather Whiz Kid and read the weather on air for us next week, you can get on it now at newfm.com.au. Perfect. Well done.
Casey, anyone you want to shout out this morning? The microphone is yours.
No, thanks.
Shout out yourself. You did a fantastic job.
Shout out yourself. Mum and brother in the studio as well. You got the whole support network with you. You love to see it. Casey, you've been a great Weather Whiz Kid. Thanks so much for coming in.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
How Hunter locals who are fans of a certain enterprise will be definitely treated to a trip Back to the Future in early September. See what I did there? I'm hooking you in.
I saw it. I'm looking the other way.
Okay. So there's an event actually that's coming up. It's being hosted at the Muswellbrook Showground. I did see this on one of our many community Facebook pages yesterday afternoon. There's this event called the TV and Movie Nostalgia Festival, which is really fun. I think Joel from our Live with Local Drive Home as well, he's going to be playing there with his band.
Carrot Bowen and the Collective.
Yeah. So he's excited for it. He's definitely going. I think we'll go as well, maybe. We'll see. But this Nostalgia Festival is going to see a replica of the DeLorean from the Michael J. Fox famous films on display.
Marty, we have to get back to the future.
Back to the future.
Oh, yes. What a show.
The DeLorean is like iconic. It's probably one of the most famous looking cars in the world, hands down.
I reckon it's up there with like the doctor's telephone box that he flies around with in terms of vehicles.
Yeah, Doctor Who.
It's got to be one of the most recognisable vehicles in all of cinema history.
Yeah, and maybe the Flintstones little car.
No, that's
as well.
True. The Yabba Dabba Doobabille.
Yeah, that's it. But this is what I mean. Like, there's going to be so much to see at this Nostalgia Festival. Obviously, there'll be lots of fans of this film and fans of other stuff from TV and cinema magic and whatever. It's making me think about what else you could geek out on.
So, do you find yourself really engrossing in these sort of like cultures and these shows and fandoms, the fandoms behind some of these franchises that you'll see at the Nostalgia Festival. Outstanding. Do you find yourself falling into these traps?
100%. I'm a big 50s and 60s film lover.
Really?
So, oh yeah, like Singing in the Rain, Charade. Honestly, I geek out on a lot of musicals as well. So like anything to do with West Side Story, The Addams Family, Lion King, whatever. So huge on that. I'm also a big geek for board games.
Really?
I've got such a collection of different things, all the different Monopolies and Cluedos, whatever, you name it, I've got it. So that's what I geek out on. What about you?
I am a Simpsons fiend through and through. I've said it before, I believe that there is a Simpsons quote for every occasion.
Okay.
And I have to hold myself back sometimes when you go, oh, that's a Simpsons quote that'll work. Actually, no, it won't. Oh. I think my Simpsons obsession, I reckon that's pretty mediocre, pretty low level. Like, yes, I love The Simpsons, but I'm not going to the extent of some of my friends who have fallen into the Harry Potter fandom. And they had a Harry Potter themed gender reveal.
Really?
Yeah.
That's far. That's
gender reveal and bridal shower, Harry Potter themed. You're like, oh no.
Brilliant. I think someone I knew had like a Disney themed wedding.
See, Disney-themed weddings are a thing, though. And I, again, whether you're for it or against it, they're a thing. But there's so many options you can go with it. I think Harry Potter, like, how many people are going to come dressed up as Ron Weasley? Too many.
Yeah, that's it.
Everybody will.
Well, this is what we want to do. 4967-4105. We want to ask you the question, what do you geek out on? It can be anything. It doesn't have to be film, doesn't have to be television. It could be anything you want.
We do have an Instagram message come through from Brad.
Yes, Brad from Belmont. He said that he loves to geek out on Star Wars.
Oh.
Yes.
The biggest fandom of them all.
Yeah, absolutely. He said that on May the 4th, it just came up a couple of weeks ago, he's like, I had a Star Wars themed little party where they got all their lightsabers out, they had Star Wars themed food, and they just watched a bunch of the films in the series.
Do you know what? I've been seeing a lot of Star Wars stuff on my TikTok recently. I don't know whether it's got to do with May the 4th or what's going on, but I'm telling you, Star Wars fandom is real. Let's try again with Savannah in Kersley. Savannah, have we got you there?
I'm here.
Oh, yay. Beautiful, Savannah. The tech issues with the phones this morning, they're wonderful, aren't they? Savannah, tell me, what do you...
You've got to love them.
Oh. Yeah.
It's a Wednesday. What are you geeking out on, Savannah?
So my family are just a bunch of geeks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm obsessed with Disney.
Oh, yeah.
From the ceiling down to the floor, including rugs, bed sweets, clothing, everything.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So who's your favourite Disney character?
It has to be Winnie the Pooh.
Okay, I agree.
Oh, me too. Oh, we're in the same boat, Savannah. How good. Oh, I love this. I do have
quite
a few
things.
And
my wife is obsessed with Pokemon.
Oh.
Another good one, isn't it?
Very, very good. Okay, Pokemon is an interesting one.
Yeah.
Because it's sort of aging, do you reckon? Or do you reckon it's still very popular with the kids?
I think it's coming back slowly.
Is it because of all the collector's cards and things like that?
Yes.
Yeah,
well, see, definitely. I've got an 11 and a 12-year-old,
Yep.
And they're getting into it, and I'm like, well, this is bringing back childhood memories, this one.
It is. You've got to get the Pokemon up there somehow. Thanks for your call, Savannah. Shaz in Toronto. Shaz, tell me, what are you...
Good morning, guys.
How are you, Shaz? All good?
Yeah.
Wonderful. Shaz, tell me, what are you geeking out on?
I geek out on fast cars, buddy.
Fast cars. Oh, Shaz, I love that. Shaz, we've met once or twice before in the fast cars. I definitely can see you getting around. Look, Ari, when is this Nostalgia Festival? When is it on?
So it's coming up on the first weekend of September, I believe, at Muscle Brook Showground. It's called the TV and Movie Nostalgia Festival. Get around it.
1053 New FM's Best of Newcastle.
This is it. This is a category that we're going to release for this morning for the Best of Newcastle. This is our latest competition that's been going to run for a couple of weeks. We're asking you the question, what do you love about Newey and the Hunter? But we want to find out where your best coffees are, where your best pies are, whatever. Today, we're going to announce the newest category. But first, we've got to congratulate our winner from yesterday.
Joel, for your only live and local drive home in Newcastle. He gave him a buzz yesterday, Arvo.
In a record number of votes for the best bakery category. And I thought we'd just give Renee a call. Hey, Renee, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Very well. Renee, you come from Simply Bliss Bakehouse at Weston, is that right?
Sure do.
Well, Simply Bliss Bakehouse Weston, you are the best of Newcastle.
That is amazing. That's awesome. Thank you so much. So much.
A record number of votes as well. So the website to be on is newfm.com.au. Brand new category today, Ari.
Yes. Now, this one is a personal favourite of mine. We need to know which winery is the best.
Ooh.
The best of Newcastle wineries. I already have my favourite picked. I'm going to be voting for Peter Drayton's Wines up in the Hunter Valley.
That is an
excellent. I love that winery.
Excellent, excellent choice. Cast your vote now. Newfm.com.au. Voting has commenced. And Joel, for your only live and local drive home in Newcastle, he will be revealing the winner a little later on today. We're talking the best musical act that has come to Newcastle, or the Hunter and surrounds.
Mm-hmm.
We have so many great acts that have come, that are going. There's chats that Grinspoon is coming to town as well.
Yes.
Super exciting, which is amazing. And we've just had Pink here, Matchbox 20, Tom Jones, Elton John.
Yeah, it doesn't get any better than that.
Heaps. Tones and I is on the way as well.
Plenty of great local acts as well. Like, let's not forget that.
Oh, Carrick Bowen and the Collective. It's got to be one of my favourite local bands.
Absolutely.
Has to be. So many big acts coming to Newcastle, and that's just been in the last 12 months.
Yep.
That's just been since I've been living in Newcastle that I've seen these big ticket names come here. 4967-4105. Who'd you see in Newcastle in the Hunter, and who was the best and why?
Absolutely.
Ari, who have you seen?
Now, this was a couple of years ago, and many people might not remember him, but my favourite act to come to Newcastle was Harrison Craig from The Voice.
Oh.
He had that beautiful kind of musical voice, like as in like he was on like a theatre show, it almost sounded like. He did all these amazing covers. Saw him at the Civic Theatre. It was just perfection.
Yeah, that would be great. Oh, we saw Reese Mastin at the end of last year.
Wait, he was here?
Reese Mastin was in The Hunter. And I tell you what, he puts on a stellar performance.
Does he?
If you get the chance to go and see Reese Mastin, I am a big fan of his, actually.
Maybe he should come back.
You know what? He might, actually.
Ooh.
He said he was touring at the Stag and Hunter, and he loves the Stag. Talks about the Stag very, very fondly. And so if he was to come back, I reckon you would go there for another gig.
Absolutely. I'll come with you.
Okay, done. We'll get some tickets. 4967-4105. Who's the best live music act you've seen across Newcastle and the Hunter? Tell us why. Tell us who they are.
Okay, Trish and Rutherford, good morning.
Good morning.
What's the best music act that you've seen here in the region?
About 10 years ago, mm-hmm. I went and seen Susie Quattro at the Civic Theatre.
Oh.
She was awesome. And we were buying merchandise after it. She came up and she was actually talking to me and my friend and asking about kids and grandkids and everything. So it was really good. She's really down to earth.
That is lovely. Susie Quattro, what an act to go and check out. To Aberglasson, good morning, Trent. Tell me, who'd you see live in Newey?
Good morning, Novos. How are you?
Not bad,
really,
mate.
Good.
How are you?
Yeah, great, mate. Mate, the best one I have seen would have to be Elton John, mate. The atmosphere was bloody awesome, and I'd see him again for sure.
Yep, wonderful. I've heard that the Piano Man is outstanding.
Oh, and he keeps coming back for more.
What's your favourite Elton song, Trent?
They all are, mate.
Yeah, good answer.
Unreal.
It's split in hairs, isn't it? Trying to pick which song we like the most.
Mate, but there's not one bad song, mate. He just does everything over the top.
Yeah. Perfect. You know what? I can see that very much for Elton. He's a performer and a half.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's wrap this up. To Gilliston Heights now with Mark. Good morning. What's the best act you've seen?
Mark, we got you there? No, Mark's not there. Mark's are too busy reminiscing about the act that he saw in Newcastle. Look, by all accounts, Ari, I've heard that Matchbox 20 put on a heck of a performance the other week.
Oh, I'm so jealous. I wanted to go so badly.
I'm very, very jealous I didn't get tickets. And Knowlesy's been here recently as well. Shannon Knoll in Newcastle. Oh, yes, please.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as... And on the air now.
Look, Scott, if you're trying to contact me tonight at any time, I'm sorry, but the phone will be turned off.
Really?
Yes.
Why? What's going on?
Because I'll be planting myself in front of the TV watching Tottenham Hotspur take on Newcastle United.
Who are we hoping to win?
Hotspur all the way.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a Hotspur's gal.
I know they're talking Newcastle as in Newcastle over in the UK. But
yes.
Still, as correct. If we're not going to support them, they share our name.
Look, Newcastle United over in the EPL English Premier League, of course, they're a fantastic side. Currently, Spurs are on fifth on the ladder in the EPL. Newcastle is seventh. But this is their postseason friendly in Australia. So it's going to happen at the MCG, of course. Why wouldn't you? I'm sure like it would have sold out.
As if,
surely.
As if you didn't make the trip to Melbourne.
I was going to, but I had to be here to work.
Oh, I know. You'd rather stay with me rather than go and watch Tottenham play.
Yeah, I'd bring you with me. What do you mean?
Yeah, look, I don't reckon I'd fit in. I don't know the chance. I don't know the chance.
Doesn't matter. I'll
English,
teach you.
English Football League is full of chant and slander and slurs. I don't know whether I can get around it. I just hope that everybody has a good time.
Yeah, that's it. Well, 7:45 p.m. kickoff. That's tonight. Don't miss it.
And a hot topic around town at the moment, Ari, is donating blood, our lifeblood, in desperate, desperate need for more and more donations. Huge thing to be involved in.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the statistics at the moment looks at about 1,200 donations that we need in the region every day.
We're having a chat to a spokesperson from Lifeblood Newcastle. It's Gemma. How are you doing, Gemma?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Wonderful. Gemma, tell us the importance of donating blood.
Yeah, I think most people think blood is all accidents and trauma, and that is super important, but we actually need a lot of donations to help cancer patients, new mums, people undergoing surgery. There's just so many people in our hospitals needing that blood right now, and demand is really high.
With so many people needing to walk through the door and bring in so many donations, can groups actually come in and donate together? I did see that the Cooks Hill United Football Club was one to do so. Can anyone come in groups?
Yeah, highly recommend donating as a group. And we have so many groups across the Hunter giving. And particularly if you're one of those people that you want to donate, but you've just never been motivated to actually make the appointment, someone else will make it for you. It also helps if you're feeling nervous or scared of needles. And there's like a lot of people out there who are. It really helps to have someone sitting beside you that you know. You can also have a bit of competition once you get experience.
Competition donating blood.
But we have like a great local coordinator, Brian, and get in contact with him on 13 14 95.
Now, Gemma, I've donated blood before, plasma to be specific, and my first time, great experience, but I did pass out. Tell me straight, am I a wuss? Do many people pass out?
You might be. We don't have that many people.
Called out. Hey, I'm going to get back on the horse, though. I'm getting back on the horse.
Yeah, look, I think for anyone out there, it's probably natural to feel a bit nervous when you come in. But if you have lots to drink, have lots to eat before you come in, chances are you're going to feel fine when you give. Most people just feel really good about saving lives, and you'll get a text message a couple of days later and it'll tell you which hospital your blood's going to.
How do you actually tell what your blood type is? I personally don't know what mine is. How do you tell?
Yeah, there's probably about 50% of the population don't know their blood type. That's fine. We actually need all of you right now, so please come in. But we actually will let you know your blood type. So we've got a team of scientists who... After you've given your bag of blood, a sample goes to them. They work out your blood type. They'll test your blood for a whole bunch of stuff. other benefit of blood donation is the free health check, I have to say. and then we'll get in contact with you and let you know your blood type.
So at the end of the blood donation, Gemma, I'm going to be weary, as I was last time, which is perfectly natural. And I'm told that it's the best milkshake I'll ever drink. But just between Ari and I, her favourite is strawberry.
Absolutely.
My favourite is chocolate. Can we do both?
You can absolutely have both, and you can even have them mixed together if you like. You can come up with your own flavor combination.
I'm not doing that. There's a whole heap. There's food options available as well. You can get party pies and sausage rolls. That was when I donated blood as well. So yeah, go and get yourself a meal.
Only takes an hour, I should say, as well. Really super quick.
Perfect. We do need to have a look at our unsung heroes across the region, of course. I'm sure there's a lot of people willing to come in and donate blood. Is there any, I guess, heroes that you've dealt with that you'd like to call out?
Yeah, we have a guy in Newcastle called Daniel Alexander. He's only 40 and he's already made like 550 blood donations. He's extraordinary. And on top of that, he's got this special thing in his blood that saves the lives of babies. So every time he gives blood, he's saving a lot of babies. He's an extraordinary guy.
What a fantastic thing to do. Daniel, if you're listening, congratulations on over 500 donations. Absolutely outstanding. Gemma, thanks so much for joining us. Where can people donate blood?
Yeah, get in contact on 13 14 95 or contact us at lifeblood.com.au. We've got donor centres in Newcastle and Maitland, as well as a mobile blood service. And you can join a group through the website.
UFM. De Novos.
Ari, we're done and dusted for today. Let's get out of here. A few things need to tick off, though.
Yeah, absolutely. We do need to just remind you to head over to newfm.com.au. We've got our Best of Newcastle latest category up. It is Best Winery for today. So go online, newfm.com.au, like I said, and vote for your best winery here in the region. And for doing that, you could get your chance to win $500 at the end of the week.
Oh, how good's that? $500 for telling us what wine you like.
I know.
Oh, easy as that. The website again, newfm.com.au. $100 worth of free fuel, Ari, going to our caller of the day.
Yep.
It's going to Savannah in Kersley, who called to tell us what she was geeking out about. You want to hear what she's geeking out about? The Novos podcast. Get it. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au. What's on the agenda when you get out of here, Ari?
I'm actually going grocery shopping with my mother, so that'll be fun. Free food.
Grocery shopping is never fun. Anyway, I'm going to bed. I had a big night at trivia, and I am very much ready to catch up on some Z's. Back tomorrow with more fuel to give away, more tickets to go check out the mighty Newcastle Knights.
Yes.
Plus more on Newcastle's best music variety. 105 minutes commercial free, kicking off in a tick. We'll catch you tomorrow.
Bye.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au. And you can relive all the fun again and again and again.